Stay home this weekend. That's the advice from police and politicians at 23 to 7 with Robin, Terry and Bob, 97.3.
But staying home doesn't mean you have to stay in the home, does it, Robin?
No, it does not. You can be much more creative than that.
Your family's had a long history of camping Easter weekends, haven't you?
We used to go to Nurrabah. We used to go to Rainbow Beach. We had this group of other families and we'd all get together from when my youngest was about 2 months old.
Yeah, well, people are planning their camping in their backyards all over the weekend. We found that on the show yesterday.
We're on a little bit of property at Thornland, so we're going to set up our own little campsite, a little fire, and just utilise the whole backyard as the campground.
Going camping in the backyard, pull out the slip and slide have some fun.
How good is a slip and slide? All in your own backyard, but you want that way of communicating with those other families you can't be at this weekend?
Yes.
Well, the Queensland Outdoor Recreation Federation have found a way we can connect from our own backyards while we're camping.
Really?
Yeah, Dom is the man and he's going to take us through it. Dom, the great Aussie camp out. Are we going to get the entire nation gathered into one spot? I think that's against the rules at the moment.
No, the plan is to have the great Aussie camp out at home this year so everyone can camp in their backyards.
Dom, you sound like a keen camp yourself. A couple of tips for those who haven't camped so often?
One big tip, if you're camping in your backyard, if you are putting up a tent, don't put in big, long tent pegs. You never know if you don't really want to be hitting a pipe or an electrical cable that could be under the grass there. So
no.
That's a good tip. And also, if you want to have a fire, just check what the rules and regulations are. You don't want to be sending billowing smoke off to your neighbours and upsetting them. No one needs upset neighbours at the moment. So just, bear that in mind.
Yeah, and I find sharing a tent with a dog at the start of night's a good idea, but, gee, you need some ventilation once or twice a night, don't you?
Yeah, and I'm not sure that's just from the dog, but it's something for everyone to think about. But and someone said to me the other day, well, you're going to make it pour raining if we get people across the country camping in their backyards, and it's going to be good for the dams. They'll fill up. But the other option is you can always scurry inside where it's nice and dry, and you're never too far from the toilet, the shower, and for some people out there, even the coffee machine. So, this is actually best of both worlds for some people, I think.
Look at you go, Dom. Thank you.
No worries at all. Thank you.
So you're going glamping in the Tarragindi Forest Park.
No, I'm going...
otherwise known as the
your house.
My
house.
Backyard with Action Jackson Company. We'd be there in the tent. Yeah, Julie will be inside near the screen. But here's what you need to do.
And grateful too, I reckon. Stay out there, boys. You'll be right.
Because the Great Aussie Camp Out would like you to hashtag your photos, camp out at home, hashtag Great Aussie Camp Out, and then post them. So go to QORF, which is Queensland Outdoor Recreation Federation, QORF.org.au/... Great Aussie Camp Out. If you camp it over the weekend, share it with lots of other people as well.
Very cool. Thanks.